customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Arvin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Arvin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Welcome to the Road Rage. How about this, Ramona? Texter 932. We just left Simmons Mattress Outlet. We purchased a plush California King set for less than $400. Thanks for the recommendation! Exclamation mark.
Wow.
There you go. There you go. There's your real life. You know.
Wow, that's excellent. Wow.
That's incredible. You know, I seldom look at any of these trending things because I just don't care. But something popped up on bad hair days. I'm going to retweet this photo to you. You have to see this. This either this is bad or this is the most incredible thing I've ever seen, or both. I'm retweeting it. This guy, okay. this guy's in a courtroom. I don't know if he's a defendant. He looks like he might be a defendant. I just retweeted it.
All right. I'll
check that. That is guaranteed to make you feel better on any bad hair day or any other kind of bad day. any bad day at all, it's guaranteed, absolutely guaranteed to make you feel better. You know, the coward thing, you know, people keep writing and yeah, I mean, he just says so many ridiculous things, but what's the goal? To attack every kid quarterback? I don't get it. I don't get it. You can't have a legitimate conversation about who and what they are. And I mean, you find there's a reason to criticize what Patrick Mahomes said. I don't think Brady would take offense at what Mahomes said or the way he said it. I think it's only you. I don't think anybody would. Just you. And again, you're the guy who wanted to replace him with Garoppolo. You're the guy who wanted to replace Tom Brady with Garoppolo.
That's Phil Spector. That's his hairdo on purpose. That's Phil Spector.
It is?
Yeah. That's his murder trial. He was accused of murdering somebody.
Well,
that was his hair.
Well, it's wonderful. It's absolutely incredible. It's a thing of beauty. Hey, by the way, Ramona, we need to thank our man Arthur, right?
Oh, yes.
Arthur stopped by the station yesterday. The front door is apparently locked, and Arthur left us a little care package he had gone and tracked down because he was so desperate to find them, the Snickers Espresso bars.
Right. And I ate one too.
Very good. Yeah. He brought us a little care package. Now, he may have tried to play a little game on us too. because he mixed in two that said, what were they? There were Snickers.
Fury
or fire or something like that.
Yeah. In other words, hot.
Yeah. Hot. Yeah. A hot Snickers bar.
Yeah. I haven't tried that one yet.
I haven't tried it either. But on the side of that, I think it said it has cayenne pepper in it.
Oh, I didn't see.
Who knew?
I didn't see that.
But we did, courtesy of our friend.
The coffee one was really good.
Right. Courtesy of our friend Arthur. We got
Yes, thank you, Arthur.
We were granted the Snickers espresso bar, and it was tremendous. Tremendous. Lots to get to. Now's a good time. You want to join the conversation. So call your shot Friday. Again, don't tell me Monday, Tuesday that you knew this was going to happen or you knew that was going to happen. Last night, you had Texas Tech and TCU. And, you know, Ramona, I spent like 10 minutes yesterday explaining all the reasons I thought Texas Tech had a great chance to win that game. And I said flat out that if they had their starting quarterback, I would have picked Texas Tech. Well, right. I should have listened to myself because, first of all, I was shocked all 16 players took TCU in the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick 'em contest. But as I said to Quok, when I came in yesterday, Quok said he's feeling really good about this week. And I said, well, what about tonight? And, you know, because I said, the road team has won the last three games in this series. And, you know, I compared it on a lesser level to what you saw with Florida State and Miami last week. These kids all know each other. You just don't get separation in those games. It's why TCU almost always struggles with SMU, too. It's that you don't get separation. But this is a better Texas Tech team. You know, defensively, they're much improved. I know it hasn't always shown up this year, but they are much improved. Dakota Allen, that whole bunch, they run to the football. They're getting hats to the ball. I mean, they tackle in space. They're playing press man on the outside. They're challenging you. I mean, it's a completely different looking team. Now, you know, the quarterback uncertainty last night made me reluctant to go in that direction ultimately. And as we approach game time or as we approach the contest deadline, it seemed likely that Robinson was going to start, but that Texas Tech was probably going to have to go with Duffy. And that ultimately led me to pick TCU, even though I said yesterday I think that Texas Tech would cover the spread. It wasn't a pick. We didn't make that official or anything. So we don't get credit for that, but in a part because I just forgot about it at the end of the show. But you know, when you look at those two teams last night, I mean, I honestly thought Texas Tech was the better team. I thought they were the better team. I mean, I know that TCU blew some opportunities. That's not one of those games I feel bad about the result, other than I didn't pick Texas Tech. Barry says, I'm just impressed the herd was discussing something other than fawning all over King James and the Lakers. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, I thought that Texas Tech really showed something last night. And maybe Kingsbury is actually getting things going there. I mean, you know, I'm just impressed. I was impressed with the defense. You know, Texas Tech is a potent offensive team that's been scoring a ton of points and putting up a ton of yards. They did not have that going last night. They had to find a different way to win, and they fundamentally won the game with defense. So it was an impressive performance in that situation, and it I was not surprised by it. I mean, I was sort of kicking myself for because I had a chance there to make up some ground.
Yeah, you're saying we all picked that.
Right.
We all picked TCU.
And, but, you know, you heard me yesterday. I mean, I heard you. I really thought that Texas Tech might win that game. I just, if Texas Tech had their starting quarterback, I said yesterday I would have taken Texas Tech. But they didn't. I didn't. Doesn't matter. It's a loss.
I don't like already knowing.
Cry me a river. Wine. What?
I don't like already knowing that I lost one.
Well, but everyone lost one, so you didn't.
That's true.
It's not like you lost any ground.
I know, but it's kind of sad.
Besides, it's like that airplane thing. You didn't really know that until I told you. You know,
you didn't watch the game.
Right,
that's
you didn't really
true.
Know what airline you had been flying on until you were told. You know.
Yeah.
Texas says, I think the Ohio State loss broke TCU's spirit, peak of their season. You know, maybe. Maybe you don't really recover from that loss. Maybe. And then maybe they're just not quite good enough. I mean, I think the Robinson kid is going to be unbelievable next year. But he's just not there yet in his development. I think he's going to be a tremendous player. Here's what I really believe. He will be the best quarterback that Gary Patterson has ever had at TCU. He just isn't there yet. I mean, you can see the talent. You can see the raw ability, but he just isn't there yet. Oh, here's something else. You know how we always talk about how Gary Patterson, whether Gary Patterson could wind up somewhere else or not? You know, did you see the place he lives in? They showed his home. It overlooks the stadium. It was a night shot. It showed Patterson's home. It was a night shot. It overlooked the stadium. It has the blue and black TCU lights outside. This giant in-ground pool. It looked like a friggin' palace out in the middle there. You know what? You know why? Here's another reason this guy doesn't go anywhere. He has it made. Now, he might have, he has entertained other jobs, but, you know, he has it made there. It's sort of like that Jim Grobe, when Jim Grobe was coaching Wake Forest, we had him on. I said, why didn't you go to Nebraska? Why not jump off? And he said, well, you know, after a while, it's all monopoly money. I mean, what's the difference if you're doing the right things with your money? What's the difference in an extra $500,000 or a million if you're doing the right things with your money? Texas says, I'm calling my shot, Walt. Virginia over Miami. I think so. Minnesota stays within 2 touchdowns of Ohio State. I'm less sure of that. Maybe. Alabama wins by 20 or less. I like it. I like the fact you're calling your shot. That's the first thing. Texture 723. That's what we're talking about. That's the road rage way, Ramona. Cliff in Spartanburg. Cliff, how are you?
Walt, I heard it was Call Your Shot Friday.
It is, Cliff. You know, Cliff, I tried.
I have a couple entertainment play only shots I'd like to call.
By the way, Cliff, I tried to tell you about that Utah thing last week.
I was plenty scared of Utah before you even warned me, but thank you. It never gets easy for the offensive line. Well, let me stick to entertainment. You pressed me in on my week.
All right.
So Army minus 15 against San Jose State.
Yeah.
San Jose State has a decent run defense, but they're terrible, and Army is very good this year. Give me Army minus 15.
San Jose State is the best team in the country in the third quarter, Cliff. Didn't you watch that game last week?
It was an impressive third quarter.
It was just the rest of the game. It's quarters 1, 2, and 4 in which they got out. I'm telling you, I've seen some weird things in college football, Cliff. But as I mentioned, that game, quarters 1, 2, and 4, San Jose State got outscored 42-0, 14-0 each quarter. Quarter 3, they outscored Colorado State 30-0 and were driving to make it 37-0.
Damn good halftime adjustment.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Give me Troy and their backup quarterback -9.5 against Liberty. Vegas loves Liberty for some reason this year, and they seem to be wrong every week. So give me Troy and the backup.
All right. I'm less sure about that than you. I'm like Vegas. I like Liberty too. I especially like the over in Liberty games.
They like to score and they hate defense.
Yes.
Two questions and I'll get off, Walt. Some of the bigger games. I kind of like Colorado +7 over Southern Cal. I'll just stop there and I'll get off with
Go ahead.
Walt.
Go ahead. Give me your thought process.
Southern Cal's is their talent are children.
Yeah.
And Colorado has an NFL quarterback.
Yep.
That's it for me. Okay. I think they can stay within a touchdown. The one I'm not sure about, I can't trust Michigan. The computers love them. They have a great defense, but 7.5 is an odd number over a team like Wisconsin.
Isn't it even higher than that now? Let me see if I can find that line. Where is that game? I think it's even higher than that. I thought it went up to like 9.
Wow.
I'm looking. It's 10. That game's up to 10.
Just doesn't seem like it'll be high scoring enough for that big a spread between two good teams, but it's puzzled me. Well, I'll leave you the quick entertainment story from last night. Georgia Southern was a lock at -17. They were destroying Texas State. They took Texas State's quarterback out of the game, and Texas State brings the next Michael Vick off the bench. And he electrifies Texas State offense, and it was the worst cover for entertainment purposes. Have a good one.
Thank you, Cliff. I love that. Let's see. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. We'll take a quick break. You can get in. 654-767. Texas says it's 418 and Michigan still sucks. Turner's Jewelers, Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. There's no place like it. Turner's is privately owned. It's not a chain. It's a special place. Go and see them. Find out what they're about. They have the largest selection of diamonds anywhere in the upstate. You can find all the diamonds you want right now, every price range, something for absolutely everybody. If it's time to pop the question, get to Turner's Jewelers. But, you know, Turner's is also home, Ramona, for the hottest thing in all of jewelry, Pandora. Turner's has a store within the store of Pandora, run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies who know the line inside and out and would be glad to help you. Their selection is almost unparalleled. And Pandora's expanded. Pandora now has over 150 rings. They have necklaces. And, of course, what they're most well-known for, the modern age charm bracelet, the slides. That's Pandora. That's Turner's Jewelers. But did you know that Turner's now has the new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces? Enormous selection. Lots of tiger paw stuff in your team colors. They also have the only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area. They're now carrying the new Groove brand silicon tiger paw bands. Incredibly cool. Get to Turner's. You will thank me later. Walt Diptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. By the way, I'm running a texture just wrote me. Call my shot, Walt. Mizzou 34, Bama 31. Hey, Dexter, if that turns out to be true, we'll let you run the show on Monday. We'll be back.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
The road to true freedom is traveled on two wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Pricey, but man, what a game changer.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We're on a text right to me. Says, I don't have time to call in today. Well, if I get my picks to my dog, can he vouch for me on Monday? I said, sure. I trust dogs. He writes back, laugh out loud.
I also got a texter.
By the way, he also wrote, there's a chance Miami could beat Clemson. There's also a chance my wife would be okay with me having a girlfriend, but I wouldn't bet on that either.
Miami sucks. They did me right last week.
Who did?
Miami. When I picked Miami, they only won by 1 point, but hey,
yeah, well,
1 point's enough.
Yeah, well, it was enough, but they should have lost.
I got a health there text line text.
Yeah.
It says, groovy Clemson paw ring is awesome. They went to Turner's.
Oh, how about
got
that?
Got both the orange and black. That's from D1 Tiger.
That's what we're talking about. Thank you, D1 Tiger. Tennessee fan writes, mark it down. Tennessee beats Auburn. I think they win by 10 plus. Auburn is falling apart in the locker room.
I'm never going to pick them again.
Oh, here we go with the Auburn stuff. Badger Mike writes, the band. Exactly. Yes, exactly. I see this on this is posted by Tammy T. Time Brunner. Or maybe she's just retweeting it. I don't know. But I guess that's it. She's saying, in their prime, who would you take to start a franchise? Dwayne Wade or Russell Westbrook? And then she says, this is tough. I know a lot of you are going to say D. Wade because he got rings. Take away the rings. Who are you taking? Hey, Tammy, I'm taking Dwayne Wade. Rings, no rings, period. Dwayne Wade has had the heart of a champion and demonstrated as much. Russell Westbrook is, and I like Westbrook, but he has always had some difficulty playing with others. It's sort of a big part of basketball. There's no debate there. I mean, let me tell you, the only reason there would be any debate about that is because there are a lot of people who would respond who didn't see Dwayne Wade in his prime. Dwayne Wade in his prime was a tremendous player. Not a good one. I mean, a tremendous player. Absolutely incredible. That's no debate to me. And this coming from somebody who likes Westbrook. You know, then there's this in the what people are saying. We've already destroyed Dave Clawson for his ridiculous comments about the band and his frustration. But here's another one. And this is Ryan Finley of NC State. NC State quarterback says, if we execute, we're going to beat Clemson. You know, this one to me is like a lot to do about nothing. That quote, that little soundbite, that's taken from this or print bite. He said, Finley's total comments were, we're excited. NC State quarterback Ryan Finley said in a CBS Sports radio show, Tiki and Turney, we're obviously happy to be 5-0, but definitely looking forward to Clemson. I think as a team, we're just getting better week by week, and I think that's all you can ask for. We're excited. We're enjoying our bye week right now, but we're excited to get going on Clemson. He then added, I think the bye week has allowed us to do some different things, Finley said, but Clemson is Clemson. We're going to prepare for them like any other football team on our schedule. We're going to watch film on them and see their weaknesses. And we kind of have a philosophy, and I personally do. It's not really about Clemson. It's about us. It's about us executing what we do and what we do well, just doing that at a high level. If we do that, we're going to beat them. It's an exciting opportunity to have the bye week before these guys. I don't find anything outrageous in those comments. I just don't. Whether it's good to be saying those things, whether Clemson uses them as motivation, you know, Dabo Sweeney's a master at taking edge wherever he can find it. That's a different argument. But I don't find anything outrageous in what Finley said. What would you expect him to say? He's the quarterback of a still unbeaten football team and the quarterback of a team that took Clemson to the wire a year ago. Would you expect him to say, well, we have no chance, that I don't even know why we're going to play? I mean, I'm sorry. Fundamentally, when he says it's not really about Clemson, it's about us, about executing and do what we do well, that's the same thing that Dabo Swinney and Clemson goes by. It's the same thing. It's about us. It's about doing what we do well. I don't find anything in that that's offensive. I just don't. I think it's a quarterback trying to lead his team, trying to show that they're not afraid to play Clemson, that they believe that that they can compete if they do what they do well, correctly. And so I don't have a real problem with that. Tess said, Finley didn't say anything at all, but maybe silent confidence is the best type. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the element you can look at. You can look at it from the element of, do you really want to? Because listen, look, we live in a world where anytime anybody says something, someone's trying to use it to their advantage. Remember, you know, Jake Bentley, who somehow twisted Derek Mason's words into believing that Vanderbilt had somehow wronged South Carolina. Do you remember that? I mean, I still have no idea what Jake Bentley was thinking or talking about, but in his head, evidently, he somehow used it for some sort of twisted motivation. You know, at least that's what he said after winning the game. You know, but in Clemson's case, you know, it's that old thing about don't, cliche alerts, don't pull on Superman's cape, don't poke the bear, all that stuff. I mean, I think from that standpoint, you're probably best not saying anything to Clemson and maybe not necessarily saying what he did. But I don't see anything wrong with what he said. I mean, I think that if he didn't think those things, then there's a problem. If he didn't think those things, let me tell you something. In all of sport, the first element to winning is believing you can. If you don't believe you can win, you have no chance. None. I don't care what your sport is. I don't care what it is. If you don't believe you have a chance, then you most certainly do not. So he's the leader of that football team. He's played well. They played well against Clemson the last couple of years. You know, these are the things I would expect him to believe. So, you know, I don't make too much of that. I think the Clawson thing is a bigger issue than that. But again, if Clemson uses it to find an edge, then you've done Clemson a favor in that regard. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Tess is just not sure we haven't disappeared. Where'd it go? Tess says, I don't see it at all now. In any case, it was something to the effect of, here it is, just not sure I would want to provide any motivation, intended or not, to a monster D-line and crazy crowd in a game that they know will probably determine. Yeah, I mean, I think there's that element of it. I think there's that element of it. At the same time, you know, he may be sending a message to his own team, and that's the one he has to convince. You know, he has to convince his own team that they have a chance to win. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see. They've been better than I expected them to be. I mean, I still think had Boston College had A.J. Dillon, they would have won that game. I mean, Boston College means, you know, 14, 21 points to BC every time he plays. Or A.J. Dillon means 14, 21 points to them every time he plays. And they lost that game by 5. But they didn't have him. And I thought Finley, after a rough early start against BC, played well the rest of the game. I'll tell you what surprised me about NC State so far. Their play at the line of scrimmage. They lost that whole defensive line. I thought that there's no way they would really be competitive. They didn't have the depth, but they have been. But their offensive line is bigger and more physical than people understand. So there's that. Tester asks, where do you think the NC State quarterback goes in the draft? Well, I think he's late first round into the second round, maybe even later than that. And yet people keep saying he's the number one pick in the draft, which is just stupid. He doesn't have the arm talent to be the number one pick in the draft. Anyone who drafts the number one in the draft has no idea what they're doing. And the people who talk about that, like McShay, also have no idea what they're doing. Finley's not going to be the first quarterback taken in the draft. He is not going to be the number one pick in the draft. He is not going to be in the top 10 players selected. You know, look, there's a long way to go in this process. Could he sneak into the end of round one? Yeah, I think in certain scenarios, but there's a long way to go in that regard. Right now, I wouldn't have him as one of the top two or three quarterbacks. Again, quarterback one is Justin Herbert of Oregon, as I've said for months and months and months. He's going to be the first quarterback taken in the draft. And there may be some other surprises in that mix that people aren't talking about at all. You want to get in, 654-7627. Text us, well, is Finley the best quarterback we've seen this year, regular season? Yes, he is. Yeah, because, look, Finley is a confident guy who makes sound decisions and gets the ball out of his hand quickly. And so this is why he has a chance to compete against a Clemson, and it's why he has a chance to compete at the next level. It's not arm strength. He doesn't he has pedestrian arm strength. From an NFL standard, maybe sub-pedestrian. But he has a lot of these other ingredients, some of the intangibles that makes him that. So, yes, he will be the best quarterback that the Tigers face all year. There's no question about that. You want to get in, now's a good time, 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, Ramona, I wrote on Twitter last night, and if my Twitter page lets me move, and a ton of people retweeted this, and I have to find it. I wrote about the gloves that these receivers are wearing. And where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Here it is. I wrote, these gloves are just modern day stick'em. You want to know why you see so many insane one-handed catches? Gloves. And for the most part, I'm sorry, that's all it is. We are seeing more one-handed catches that the four-letter network and others are celebrating as these insanely great plays, when the truth is they're all about the gloves. I mean,
you think they're going to make them stop wearing them?
I think they should. I don't know that they will, because they like offense and it helps the game and it makes them look better than they are. And it's not as outwardly vile and obvious as like in the history of the game, when some of these players like Fred Biletnikoff put smeared stickum all over his body. So basically, if the ball hit him, it stuck to him. It's not,
what?
Yeah, it could have hit him in the back and it was a catch.
Because,
because he had so much stickum, this thick, you know, nasty stuff all over them. Well, this is the cleaned up version of that, but make no mistake about it, that's what these gloves are. The gloves are stick'em. I mean, real life modern stick'em. And you put them on and anybody can catch the ball one-handed. And I wrote this today and a bunch of people liked it, and everyone knows it's true. Everyone knows it's true. Those gloves, anytime the ball hits your hand, you've caught it. But what I didn't know, Ramona, in which Pipeline wrote me, is that Rick Riley actually had done a piece on this, which I had never seen. I don't even know where Riley is anymore. I guess he's with the Four-Learn. I don't even know where he is anymore. He used to be with Sports Illustrated. He was a great writer back at that time. A very engaging, entertaining writer. But he did this little bit on gloves rather, and he showed a high school team, a bad high school team, that couldn't make any plays, and they did this demonstration where they had these high school receivers try and catch passes one-handed, and they didn't catch a single one. They couldn't catch a single one one-handed, and then Riley gave them NFL gloves, and they put these gloves on, and the first receiver caught the first six balls one-handed.
Wow.
And then they took it out on the street and had some like hot dog stand vendor who they put the gloves on, and they threw him the ball and he's catching balls one-handed.
Wow.
And I had no idea that even existed when I wrote it. It's just the thought I've had for a long time now that I meant to write or say long before now, and I hadn't. But I mean, you want to know why you have all these one-handed sensational catches. That's why. It's because these gloves are effectively, actually maybe even more effective than Stickum. The ball just clings to it. And that's why you're getting all these sensational catches and why every receiver, I mean, you know, it'd be one thing if this was just one receiver making these plays, but every single week you're seeing some receiver on every level make these one-handed catches. I mean, they're not even trying to grab the ball with two hands anymore. They're just sticking one hand up in the air and the ball just sticks to it like a gnat to flypaper. Right. That's what's happening. Quick break. Walt tip to the road rage. We'll be right back.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
If you got something to say, give me a call.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want to get in, 654-7627. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Actually, we lost Badger Mike, who I was coming to. You want to get in, you can get in, 654.
He's there.
Everything seems to have frozen on me, Ramona, so you put him up. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, appreciate you getting in. There we go.
Oh, thanks. You're talking about Stickum and these gloves that these receivers are wearing. It was quite a coincidence because just last night, I guess, I don't know what put it in my head to do this, but I was bored, so I got on YouTube. And for some reason, I was looking up John Jefferson. And that dude was making one-handed grabs like Odell Beckham Jr. before Odell Beckham Jr. was even born.
Yeah.
And that is including after the Stickum was banned. He was making aerobatic, crazy catches, back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. I mean, Jefferson was an incredible talent. And again, just to be clear, I'm sure there are still some guys out there, like maybe Nuke Hopkins is one of them, who would be making these sensational catches at any point in history. But make no mistake about it, we're seeing these catches made all over the place, and the reason is the gloves. I mean, it's just that simple. Everybody knows it. They don't want to talk about it, really, because, you know, it's sort of an insider trading secret.
Well, yeah, and it's just like you said, they want the spectacular offensive plays, because that's what sells, or that's what they think sells. Of course, great defensive plays used to sell tickets, too.
Yeah.
You know, knocking a guy's helmet off, that was always a big draw.
Can't
back
do
in
that
course,
anymore.
You're never going to see that again.
Yeah, can't knock anybody's helmet off. That's a penalty. It's a fine. It's imprisonment.
It's getting ejected from the game. Imprisonment, yeah. Yeah, I was laughing because Jefferson, he used to not wear his chin strap. I mean, he'd wear it, would be hanging there dangling.
Yeah.
That was like a signature thing with him. I don't know what the deal with that was. But you can't even do that anymore. They penalize you for not wearing your chin strap.
Yeah. That's true. Aren't you excited about your Brewers, Mike?
I am. I am excited. I'm not thinking that they're deadlocked about the World Series by any stretch. In fact, I think, just in thinking this through, if they drop this game tonight, I don't think they're going to get past the Dodgers. I don't think the Dodgers are too good of a team to go 0-1 when you have the home field advantage. I don't see them overcoming that. So I think they have to beat Kershaw tonight, and that's a pretty tall order, even though he's historically been shaky in the postseason. Though he's gotten better, so it's going to be quite a battle. I hope they can limit that potent Dodgers lineup a little bit with the great pitching that we've been having. So it should be a really good series.
Right? Yeah, I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a very entertaining series. I'm interested in both these series, and I still think the Brewers are going to win. I think the Brewers have some mojo right now that they've really played with the second half of the year, and the last month in particular, as you ran down the Cubs. I just think playing the best baseball in the National League, and I, I think feeling so good about themselves. I don't, and obviously just destroying the Rockies to get to this point. I think the Brewers have something going. I'm still picking the Brewers.
I think they do have something going. The thing that worries me a little bit, they're right in a 12-game win streak. So if they do drop a game, I don't know if that's going to maybe throw a wrench into the works or not. If they'll just shrug that off and pick right back up, which could happen. Again, that Dodgers team, that is a really talented top to bottom team. So it's going to be a war, I think. And I really like that Astros Red Sox matchup. I think this is a great year for postseason baseball.
I think, you know, you'd be hard-pressed in modern history to find a better on-paper matchup than the Red Sox and Astros. I mean, those two teams combined to win 211 games, and really the Astros could have won more had it not been for a couple injury issues. So, you know, it shapes up as a great series, especially when you consider what the Red Sox did to the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad they did, too, because like a normal person, I hate the Yankees.
Like a normal person, I hate the Yankees. I like it, Mike.
Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Mike. We'll see how it plays out. But I'm fascinated by both series. Before the playoffs began, actually before we knew who was playing whom, I picked the Brewers and Astros, and I don't see any reason to change that. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think we're headed for two competitive series. And Jared and Walhalla, maybe Deion Kane should have got a pair of those gloves. This is wrong.
That is bad.
This is cold-blooded. All right, Ramona, we have a lot of things I want to get to on the show. But, again, the gloves are an enormous issue. Make no mistake about it. I mean, that's where you're seeing all these crazy catches, and it's the dirty little secret. Everybody knows it. And I've even seen NFL players talking about it. So, you don't see it a lot because, like I said, they sort of want to keep it on the down low. But, you know, in that Riley piece, there was some discussion of it. Ramona, I want to go back to the you pick 'em games. I want to also talk some NFL today, including some NFL draft, some early looks at the NFL draft. Texas says Boston wins the World Series against the Brewers in Game 6. We'll see. It's a revenge series for Boston. I'm still not sure. They're better than they were, but are they as good as Houston? I'm not so sure they are. We'll see. I mean, I think both those teams are really good. I would be shocked if that series didn't sort of go the distance or something really close to it. I mean, I just think it's two really good, hyper competitive baseball teams, and I'd be shocked if we didn't get a competitive series. You know, I thought Boston would beat the Yankees. I thought the Yankees would put up more of a fight, but the Yankees aren't the Astros, no matter what Gary Sheffield thinks. I mean, Gary Sheffield, in the TBS post game said that he thought that. The reason you like the Red Sox is they've just faced the toughest test they're going to face in the Yankees. And I just think that that's invincibly wrong. I mean, we think the Yankees are better than the Astros. I don't think the Yankees are better than the Astros. So there's that. All right, Ramona, let's take a look at those you pick 'em contest games again, the 9 games that are left. So, as I said, I want to get into some NFL talk. I've already given you 2 NFL picks at the start of the week when I thought the numbers favored me. They've continued to they did favor me, as it turns out. They've continued to move in the way I expected, but not quite as far as I expected. So it hasn't been that big of a change. I gave out the Patriots -3 and the Patriots the total on that game of 58.5. And that total has gone up to 59.5, and the spread bounced back and forth. It went from 3.5 to briefly -3, and then went right back to 3.5. Texas, the Braves 1-3 years away from making the World Series. Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Braves are right on target for that. I mean, there was actually some discussion the other day about Snitker and whether the Braves could move away from him. And I don't understand that discussion at all. And even the genesis of it was unclear to me. But, I mean, if the Braves moved away from him, they would be invincibly stupid. And because another thing is, every player on the team loves that guy. Now, I would never let players make decisions about coaches, but when you've had a really successful, surprisingly successful year and were able to rise to heights that basically nobody believed you were capable of obtaining this year, then how there could be any question about that guy is beyond me. That's how I see it. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees in Travelers Rest. That's George Coleman Ford. They've been doing it the right way for 90 years. Think about the absurdity of that. 90 years. I mean, they have some of the original cars there, some of the original photographs. George Coleman Ford's an amazing place. In a way, there's a museum quality to it. But that's not why you go there today. Why you go there today is for, A, the same reason people did 90 years ago, the service. It's that people know your name when you go to George Coleman Ford. You know, there are so many places today that you go to as an auto dealership, and you go there and buy a car. You go back there 10 days from now, it's like nobody knows who you are. You walk in the dealership, it's like, can I help you? Do you want to buy a car? Oh, no, I just bought a car here, you know, like 5 days ago. Oh, yeah. Yeah, who'd you buy it from?
That's true.
Right. That's how you get treated. Not at George Coleman Ford. They know you. They know who you are. They know what you like. They know when your vehicle comes in for service, whether you want your coffee black or whether you want popcorn, because Kurt Shockley's been there as the service manager for 23 years. This is what you get at George Coleman Ford in the whole experience that you don't get elsewhere. It's a fact the cars cost less than Travelers Rest. It's a fact there are never any dealers' fees or service fees. Those are real, tangible reasons. But you'll be treated better than you'll be treated anywhere else. Go see him today, George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. That is a fact. Christopher says, listen in from Atlanta. What are your thoughts on the Georgia LSU game? Christopher, first of all, appreciate you listening. Second, I just think Georgia has too much offense for LSU. I don't think it's going to be a pretty game necessarily. And I think that the talent is still more similar than people understand. I mean, I think going in, Georgia has an advantage at quarterback. But I don't know that Fromm has a huge physical advantage over Burrow. I think Burrow has started to play a little better. I know he turned over in the Florida game. He'll have to protect the ball at home. But at the end of the process, I think Georgia just has a little too much offense. A little too much offense. And it's not going to be easy. I think LSU will have some success running the ball. At times, I think they'll stop the Georgia run. Georgia needs to stay consistent with it, as they're prone to do. But I think at the end, I think Georgia finds just enough to win, 27-24, 24-20, something like that. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios. Are WCCP Clemson Greenville 105.5 The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda Sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com.
Hit a home run with 2019 baseball and softball gear at First Team Sports. First Team has the best selection in the upstate with a wide variety of bats to choose from, including DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, and Rawlings. Try out a demo bat with unlimited swings or gloves in their in-house batting cage. They also have brand new...